Morning, everyone.
Morning.
First and foremost, I want to thank God for allowing me to stand here today. I don't take it lightly. I never want to try and stand before God and preach His word and think that it's not something major, that it's not something important. And I tend to keep it that way. I've talked to a few people, so you know. I have hearing troubles right now. I got sick a little while ago, and it went away, and it came back, and I can't hear much right now. And I haven't been talking very loud, and someone over here might tell me to speak up at some point in the middle of my message. I don't know. But I'm not going to let the infirmities of my body stop me from serving the Lord. There's nothing more important to me than doing what God wants me to do. So with that, I'd like you to flip to the book of Philemon. It is a one-chapter book, a letter from Paul to Philemon, who is a man who essentially was hosting the church at his house. So starting in verse 8 of the only chapter of Philemon, it says, "Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee that which is convenient, yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such as one is Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again, though therefore receive him, that is, mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel. But without thy mind would I do nothing, that thy benefit should not be as it were of necessity, but willingly. For perhaps he therefore departed for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever, not now as a servant, but above a servant, a brother beloved, especially to me. But how much more unto thee, both in the flesh and in the Lord? If thou count me therefore a partner, receive him as myself. If he hath wronged thee, or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides." Now, first couple times I read this, I had no idea what was going on. Paul writes in this weird way every once in a while when I try and read his writings. It just sits there and it confuses me for a while, but essentially what happened here is that Onesimus was a slave of Philemon, and he had escaped captivity, likely committed some sort of crime, maybe thievery or some other thing to get out. And he went and he found Paul and confessed to Paul and talked to Paul and was converted to Christ. I believe he was saved. And Paul wanted to keep him and to help him and to steward him and for him to be a brother in Christ with him, but he knew they had to send him to Philemon, because it was just that's how the law worked at the time. And so he sends him back, and he tells him, "I love him like a brother. I love him in a way that can't be described in any other way. It's just a brotherly love. He knew that he knew Christ the way that Paul did." And I read this, and I kind of couldn't get why I was reading this at all. I was trying to figure out, like, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me in the first place. And I realized that I see a lot of myself in Onesimus. Not necessarily that I have a person, but I have Jesus Christ. I was in captivity to my sin at one point in my life. That sin had a hold on me and it controlled me and kept me from having a relationship with the Lord. And then I ran away from that sin. But instead of going to a man like Paul, I went to the Lord himself. And he took me in. God told me he loved me. And he sent me back out. And if anything else were to happen, he said, I've got it paid. I've got it covered. Those last few verses in that reading I did really hit me. Just Paul telling him, I'll cover it. Now, Paul was a poor man. He didn't have a lot of money. I don't know if he would have really been able to cover all that much, but my Lord, he's got more than enough.
Amen.
He can cover it from now until forevermore for me and for all of you. And when I read this, I had this thought. I went back and I thought of in Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to flip there also. Starting in verse 34, it reads, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." First of all, I read Philemon, and Paul is making intercession for Onesimus, just like God made intercessions for me. The Lord made intercessions for me. It says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Oftentimes it feels like I'll make a mistake, or I won't follow God the way that I should. And every time I don't deserve to go back. I don't deserve to be in a relationship with the Lord that I have now. But those last two verses of that chapter tell me everything I need to know. I am persuaded that I cannot be separated from the love that God has for me.
Amen.
The things that he talks about, death. When I die, I'm not going to no longer have that relationship. It's going to be stronger than ever. I'm going to be with him. Life. Nothing I do, nothing that goes on in this life will ever separate me from the Lord. Angels, principalities, powers. There he's likely talking about the fallen angels, Satan, people, things like that. They can't separate me from God. They can try all they want. I will never be separated from God's love. Things present, the things you're dealing with now, they can't separate you. The things you're going to deal with in the future, things to come, they can't separate you. Whatever highs you may feel, whatever lows you may feel, and to end it all off, just in case he missed anything, Paul said, "Not, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God."
Amen.
I know that that payment is always going to be enough for me.
Amen.
And I know that the Lord is never going to give up on me. And you get around this time of the year, and the New Year's Eve just happened, and we just started 2026, and a lot of people will have resolutions, you know, and for some people it'll be things like, I want to go to the gym more, or I want to eat better, or I want to read more books, or I don't tend to write things down often or anything for a resolution, but almost every year, it'll get to the start of the year, and I think in my head, I want to read my Bible more, and I want to be more active in church, and I want to be a better example, and I'm going to try my best to do that, but I know I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to make mistakes. And that doesn't mean I should go and make them and I just don't care, but I know that I'm a human. But every time I fail and every time I get knocked down and every time I feel like I can't do anything else, I know that the Lord will not be separated from me. I know that when the Lord saved me in 2020, He covered every sin, every wrong thing I'll do, and I don't deserve it. I've never deserved it, but He will still be there. So as the year goes on, and I don't have much more to say, I pray that we would truly understand the love that God has for us. That you may stumble and you may fall and you might not do the right things here or there, but God will not leave you. Even when you think you are as far away as you possibly could be, that God could never love a person like you, He does. He's proven it to me time and time again, and I'm sure for many of you He has as well. And the sad thing is that people here that are lost, people that may be watching that are lost, you've not had that connection to begin with. Man. And if you don't find that connection before it's too late, none of that will be covered. He won't be able to tell, I've got that covered, I made the payment, I can do that. He can't say that for you if you don't have that relationship with Him. And I pray that you try your hardest, you don't give up in finding that. And if you're drawn, that you would go to Him. Yeah, I don't have any other scripture to read or any other really big point to say. I just pray that we would remember the relationship that God promised us. That we would remember what He did for us and what He covered us for. And that we would not be scared to go forward and to try to do His work.
When was the last time you were preached to out of Philemon? Was a thankful, like he said. I don't know about you, and maybe it is just me, but I've messed up quite a bit in my life. I was saved when I was 13 years old, and I know from the time when I was saved, I've messed up every time since then. Sin has been in my life, and He saved my soul. By the time, if I could have lost my salvation, I would have lost it already as soon as I stood up from the sin that I had. But God made a plan that was just as perfect as He is. So the salvation that I got, I've still got it. And I thank God for it. Bless you, son. Anything on anybody's heart this morning?
I just want to say I really enjoyed the message. It's been good to be here today and enjoy the singing and everything. And Brother Matt for standing up and preaching God's word.
Yeah. I remember the time when Brother Matthew was speaking.